Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Demai Bishop, and I'm here with
Go Corral,
Jazzy Frierson.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and 5-star rate. So how was y'all week?
It was good.
My week's been fine so far. Only had one midterm. So.
Oh yeah, that is right. I only had one midterm too in English.
I had a midterm yesterday and I passed and I got one today, but I lumped it, so I really don't have one.
Yeah, I only had one yesterday. Now I'm done, so. What do y'all think about this bad weather we have coming through?
Making me not want to go to work tomorrow. But it got cold quick.
It did.
It did get cold quick. I don't know how I feel about it. I like the heat, but it's been too hot.
Yeah.
So, and it needs to start feeling like fall. So I guess it's all right, but.
Yeah. Now it's time for the Red Fox Weekend Review.
In cross country, the running Red Foxes had an outstanding day at the PD Classic on Saturday, September 24th. The boys finished third overall and the girls finished fourth. Our top 15 finishers were Katie Nutt, who finished second, and Reagan Reed, who finished 11th overall in the girls' race. In the boys' race, Jonathan McIntosh finished fifth, and Ethan Hickey finished 13th. The Darlington meet that was supposed to be on October 1st has been postponed due to weather. The next scheduled meet will be on October 4th at 9 a.m.
On Tuesday night, the Red Foxes took down the Brewers in three straight sets, 25-18, 25-17, 25-14. It was a well-balanced attack by the Foxes as they controlled the match from the first set. Leading statistically were Ellie Salibi with 5 aces, Emmy Isgit with 9 kills, Darisha McAllister with 4 blocks, Mari Hood with 2 assists, and Morgan Majors with 18 assists. On Wednesday night, the Foxes took the road to Myrtle Beach High School and lost in 3 straight sets, 15-25, 12-25, 19-25. Leading the Foxes statistically were Ellie Salibi with 2 aces, Darisha McAllister with 6 kills, Darisha McAllister with 2 blocks, Mara Hood with 11 deeds, and Morgan Majors with 11 assists. The Lady Foxes are now 6-3 overall and 4-3 in the region and will be in action again Tuesday, October 4th when they travel to North Myrtle Beach.
This week, the Red Foxes are getting back at it against South Lawrence. The Red Foxes are coming off a bye week where they had time to settle down and get back at it. This week, the Foxes will look to take down a top-ranked South Lawrence in their high-powered offense. On the offensive side of the ball, the Red Foxes are looking to get the ball going. The Red Foxes are limited in practice this week, and because of this, they are working harder than ever. Offensive captain Carmelo McDaniel said, "We're pairing hard this week. They are a good team, and we're looking forward to it." Starting QB and captain McKendree Douglas said, "We're looking to pick up the intensity and going to region play and looking to come away with a win." On the defensive side of the ball, the Red Foxes are looking to regain their dominance again. The defense is looking to shut down South Lawrence high-powered offense and the Syracuse commit at QB. Coach Kuhn said, "We're looking to stop the big pass plays and they run, and also looking to stop the big run plays." Defensive captain J.D. Allen said, "We're working to get better every day. We're working to fit up their defense and shut them down." Due to the threat of Hurricane Ian, the Red Foxes will take on South Lawrence Thursday at home at 7. The Red Foxes are looking to get back at it on the right track with a win, as well pick up the first region win of the season.
And that's our Red Fox Weekend Review.
Thank you for listening. Once again, remember you can listen to Hartsville Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. I'm your host, Demai Bishop, and I'm here with
Cooker Al,
Jazzy Frierson.
We're out. Boom!